Vince, what are your emotions right now? Because obviously you want to get to finals day however you can, but a bit of an unsatisfactory end to the game all round, I suppose.
Well, we didn't mind in the end being headed up with Lewis. It was getting dark, even at the start of the innings it was fairly dark, and you know, unfortunately Woody took one on the nose there, and that was the final straw.
It took an incident like that. I mean, Fidel Edwards charging in at you as a batsman, I'm sure you were pretty happy to be out in the field when that was happening, weren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think just before that over, the umpire said it was getting touch and go, and like I said, I think that's the final straw and the right call in the end.
It begs the question as to whether these games can be played at this stage of year at grounds that haven't got lights. I mean, is that something going forward that needs to be looked at?
I think so. I think, you know, if it had been a perfectly sunny day, it might have been all right, but the sun was still due to set at 8:40 or something like that, so it's always going to be tough with the rain around and things like that, but... you know, we're at finals day, so I can't complain.
As you correctly pointed out, the team have got themselves into a great position to win on Duckworth Lewis, with a great deal of help from yourself as well. How much of a relief is it to have got over that century line?
It's not a massive barrier for me. You know, as long as we're winning games and I'm getting 90s, I don't mind. But, you know, it was extra nice to get three figures.
Talk us through your emotions when on 96. It went up in the air out towards deep mid-wicket.
Yeah, it was a ball that I probably should have hit for four, but thankfully got so little of it that it didn't reach them. It was a bigger boundary. Had it been the other side, it probably would have been taken, but it got me a nice half volley the next ball.
That was a great platform yourself and Michael Carberry set up. You came out all guns blazing. Was that with a view with weather and things in mind that you needed to get off to a good start?
No, I think we knew pretty much straight away that it was a decent pitch. I think when you come into a quarter final, I think you want to take it straight to the opposition and get off to a good start, and you know, immediately they're thinking what they need to do to change, whereas, you know, if we sit off a bit and they get on top, then, you know, we're in that position trying to think what we need to change. So all the batters around me, Carbs obviously at the start, and then Weets, everyone came in and scored quickly. It was a great effort all round.
Obviously, as a top order batter, you want to bat as much of the innings as you can, but not many people carry their bat for a whole innings in T20. You must feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, as long as we got a big score in the end. If I got out just before the end trying to give it a whack, then I wouldn't have minded, but it's nice to be there at the end, definitely.
Did you feel you had a bit of a comfort barrier when you went out to defend 197? Did you feel that was going to be enough?
You never feel like you've got enough. Well, you know, we had a good chance, but some of the players they got in their side and a good pitch and a fairly small ground, it's never safe. Woody getting the early wicket of Mo was crucial, and then I think the lads bowled really well, and then when we came off, like I said, we're ahead of Duckworth Lewis.
Sixth successive finals day now, you keep extending that particular record. You are the unstoppable machine. It's just making turning that into a win now.
Yeah, and hopefully a home quarter final one year. But yeah, like I said, we've been there the last couple of years and haven't got through the semi, so be a big aim to make sure we go there and looking to win it.
Saying that, out of the seven quarter finals you've had, I think five of them have been away from home, so you're not doing too badly in the away quarter finals.
Yeah, it's nice. I guess in a way there's, you know, a little bit less pressure on the lads travelling away from home. And the conditions here were quite similar to what we get at home, so we didn't have to adapt too much.
And finally, you're in a decent position in the Royal London competition as well. This could be a decent second half of the season, hopefully with a bit of survival in the County Championship as well.
Yeah, the last few weeks have been brilliant. Lads have been superb, and we've gathered momentum in all three formats. We've got two big games coming up this week in the 50-over comp. If we can get a couple of wins there and book ourselves in the quarter-final, then, you know, we're in a good place for the last month of the year.